So what do you want tonight for food? Do you want a takeaway?
Yeah.
Or do you want chicken wings?
I want a takeaway.
You want a takeaway?
Yeah.
This is a special episode of our podcast that I thought we should record. Today, the 23rd of June, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sound happier. This is our wedding anniversary.
Yeah. Just don't know why I'm here.
What do you mean?
We've done a podcast. Why am I here again?
Well, because I thought it was a good thing to have a little chat about.
No, you just wanted to brag that you put a nicer thing on Facebook than me. I think putting things on Facebook is bullshit. I have to do it for my mum because she goes mental if I don't say happy birthday to her or whatever.
Okay, so it's 17 years since we married.
Yes.
I just wanted to talk.
Well done us.
No, I just wanted to talk about it. It would be nice to listen to this podcast back in the years to come.
For who?
Us.
Nobody cares.
So this morning, you got in first by using Messenger on me this morning because you went in another room. We do sleep together sometimes, but when Tate gets in the way, we kind of go into different beds. And you moved the whole house around yesterday to give fucking Tate our room. That is a big contention on the next podcast. We won't talk about that today. But you dropped me a message saying happy anniversary.
Yeah, because,
on Messenger.
Hey, guess what? We're in the same house.
Yeah.
So I can say, oh, yeah, love you, babe. Happy anniversary. Don't need to tell the fucking world.
So I, as you were doing that, I'd already been up for like an hour and a half or whatever. And I had got a post ready and I was just about to send it. And you did that. But my post with two pictures. So beautiful picture of us chatting at the wedding. 17 years ago.
17 stone later.
And a picture of us now. So my post said, how it started versus how it's going. Happy 17th anniversary to my everything.
Yeah, but this...
Heart. And then tagged you in it. Because if I don't tag you in a post that has something nice about you, you go, why don't you tag me in it?
No,
because
I don't.
Because then all my friends can see it.
I think you're mistaking for my mother, darling.
No, I couldn't
give a shit what you put on Facebook.
Say,
I don't even go on Facebook much now.
I'm not making it up. You say, why don't you tag me? Because my friends can see it then. So I tagged you on it. And that's good.
And this, my everything, aimed at me.
Why?
Not aimed for me to go, oh, lovely. Aimed at my friends who will then go, oh, he's so lovely.
No.
Yeah, you know damn well that's why you've done it.
So after that, you put a post out, which had a picture of us. Nice picture. I don't know where that top's gone.
I can't remember which one I put. Egypt. That's in Egypt.
He beat me to it, so I'm not going to live that down today.
Have I?
So, hold on.
Have I lived it down today?
It's starting off romantic. Happy anniversary, tagged Neil. Love always.
Heart.
And I was like, what the fuck?
I'm sorry.
That to me is happy anniversary, Neil. Kind regards, Saffron. Yours sincerely, Saffron. Best wishes, Saffron. Yours, Saffron.
Love always.
No, the way it was, love always, Saffron.
Well,
then, because I did that, you changed it to many thanks, kind regards, yours sincerely after that. So
later on, I texted you from Waitrose and went, do you fancy going out for brunch?
Yeah.
All the best.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Hampton Court for brunch, my treat, all the best, kind regards. Yeah, lovely. Yeah. And then I put, yes, yours, Neil.
I think it's more than romantic enough to put love always.
You've bought me some chocolate for tonight.
I felt guilty.
Because nice, we haven't given up. One, I fucking can't stand cards, right? I think cards are just a waste of money.
Yeah, because you're too busy putting things on fucking Facebook.
Well, that's all right.
That is our equivalent of cards.
Yeah, and that's free. Thanks, Mark Zuckerberg. I don't want to go and buy a card for you that's worth money that you're not going to keep, are you? You're not going to cherish. You haven't, right, look
it's
at me.
It's a generational
Look at me in the
thing.
Face. Have you got a box of cards from me?
No.
No.
But your mum has from your dad.
Yeah, my mum has, but you're not my mum.
It's a generational thing.
Of course.
Like, people don't write love letters to each other now. They go,
well, obviously
fancy,
not.
Fancy
love
brunch.
Always, Saf. Yours sincerely, kind Saffron. Regards. Kind regards, Saffron. Of course, yeah, of course they don't. So I thought we'd just come and have a little podcast before we go out for brunch, which you're going to treat me to, which I'm looking forward to. And then if we have a takeaway or food this evening, I will treat you to that tonight.
Ooh, that compromise and balance.
Exactly.
That's the key.
It's 50-50 in life.
It's not that.
But as you've heard in the last podcast, we're paying the bills. You do understand.
They're all yours, baby.
Saf has no idea what a bill is. She can't even spell the word bill.
Many thanks.
What do you remember about our wedding? Like, so take me through. So the day before the wedding, I played golf with everyone.
Yeah.
So I had my family up in Wetherby where you were, because we got married at...
come on, Neil.
I can't, I always remember.
It's in Linton. But what's it called?
It's a hotel. Woodall.
Well,
yes. I could never remember. We went back there to the spa years later and I remember it from that. But Woodall is where we went in and got married. And it was a beautiful place. The night before, I had all my family up there. We went for some rounds of golf and then a curry. And then I was with my uncle who recently passed away. And he was my best man. And we were in a bed and breakfast in Wetherby. And then we set off for Woodall in the morning. Everything was pretty kind of normal, stress-free. We had a nice little breakfast in the morning.
Nice, good for you.
How was your start to the
well,
day?
Well, my mum lost my father on the night before and she started panicking.
Oh, no, that's because he was with us.
Because he was with you and he was getting drunk.
Yeah,
so
we did
my mum went
yeah.
outside in her 90 to pick him up. And
she did. I remember that now, yeah.
I didn't sleep very well because I was stressed about that.
Why,
then my car didn't turn up, who was driven by Dave Gordon, who decided to flirt with the bridesmaids rather than pick the bride up. So I went to my own wedding in my mum and dad's Toyota Corolla.
Oh, so you didn't go in?
No, with my wedding dress bent up in half. Then I got to the venue and one of my bridesmaids had upset my hairdresser, which I got told of straight away. And my fake tan had rubbed off my shoulders and I had a strapless dress on.
Right.
So that was fun.
Okay.
And I had my period. Yay!
Jesus Christ.
Best thing to wear, white. Yeah. Wonderful. And my bridesmaids, God love them, had wrecked our honeymoon suite by the time I'd got up there.
In what way?
Well, they were getting dressed in there and it just got absolutely wrecked.
Why did they get dressed in our honeymoon suite?
Because it was the biggest room. Because it was quite a small hotel, isn't it? So they all piled into there. They all got there before me, wrecked the place. God love them. We were only 20-odd. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not that bothered about it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the usual, I don't want to wear this in my hair and I don't want to do that. And
yeah. Did you?
But I'm glad you had a lovely, relaxed time.
Because it really wasn't our wedding. It was your mum's wedding.
Yeah, that too.
So
yeah, that too.
How did that go down? Because were there some bits that didn't kind of go well, like chair covers and things like that on
no,
the day?
No, my mum, okay? To be fair, yeah. Did take over, but she did a cracking job and I didn't have a lot of stress.
Yeah.
She did go for it.
Yeah.
As she
so
does.
You can walking around the grounds. I had some friends there, some friends I don't even speak to now, some friends that have passed away, family members that passed away. We had a, didn't we have a harpist?
Yeah.
Did we have a harpist? So. We had a harpist, didn't we?
Or quartet.
Oh, did we?
I think
was more than just the harpist?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was out in the grounds. It was a beautiful sunny day.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It was a bit cloudy.
I can't really remember much. I'm trying to piece it back together. And I was wearing a suit that was made to measure by a guy called Rodney Cundall.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that? I met this tailor through a member of my family, Kevin, who said he can make you a suit.
And he was up in Yorkshire, wasn't he?
He was in Leeds. and Rodney Cundall used to travel down on the train. He did a fit, because I remember I was working at Capital at the time, and he came to the studio. I mean, what a wanky thing this is. I said, yeah, I'm on air this afternoon. Why don't you come down and like kind of do your measurements when I'm on air? And he came into the studio because he did travel. It wasn't just for me.
Did you do that on air?
No, I didn't do it on air, no. While music was playing, he sized me up.
Jeez.
But he didn't do that just for me. He's one of these tailors, because apparently there's loads of them, that travel into London, do the measurements, and then go away and do it elsewhere. So he did that in Leeds. And so I was wearing that kind of suit that there's no way I can get into that suit now. Hilariously, I don't think one leg can even fit into the waist measurement of what I was.
No, I think it's about 3 or 4 dress sizes smaller, my wedding dress.
How many?
About 3 or 4.
3 or 4. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
3 or 4?
Yeah. No, that's absolutely right. Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. So we had a little walk around and a harpist and everything. And obviously I didn't see you beforehand because you were coming up in the toilet.
I saw you.
Did you see me?
I saw you in the car park.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. You were shitting yourself. You look quite scared.
No, I wasn't.
You were nervous.
No, I wasn't.
You were coughing and you doing your usual nervous things.
Right.
But probably more excited nervous. Yeah, it's a big deal, isn't it?
There's some lovely photos I've got that day of my auntie Pam.
Yeah.
And Uncle Patrick and my other uncle Ivan and obviously Paul, who recently passed away. And
my grandma was there, my auntie Jane was there.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny to look back at those times. I know we're taking the kind of piss out of it, but it is one of those moments where you have everyone that you love around you. And you have, why are you crying?
I'm not crying.
Why did your mouth just go like that?
Because you did a proper...
What? I did a proper what? I was being sincere and honest.
I can't cope.
You can't cope with what? Are you hungry? Yes. Right, okay.
If you get too serious, I'll just laugh.
That's unfucking fair. So then because we didn't have a religious wedding, because we're not religious people. What did you say yes to?
I didn't say yes to a bay.
Right, okay.
And obviously the saga of you not turning round to see me coming down the
aisle. But we talked about that before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically I...
Several times on and off this podcast we've talked about that.
You need to get therapy over that, because there's nothing sinister about the fact that I didn't turn around.
It was
my best man just said to me...
The Blair Witch Project.
What do you mean?
When he stands in the corner, when she, in the Blair Witch, and he doesn't look at her and he stands in the corner, you look like that. It was creepy. Doesn't turn around to look at their bride?
Well, my
down
best
the
man
aisle?
Told me, don't look round. She looks beautiful, but don't look round.
Why?
I don't know.
That's not a tradition. That's not a thing.
I had no idea what to do. I've never been married before, so I don't know what to do.
And I got up to you and you went, that's a bit of a dress.
Oh, for fuck. See what I mean?
Even Prince Charles went, you look beautiful.
To who?
Even Prince Charles, who didn't want to marry Diana, and his soon-to-be new wife was in the crowd there, still said to Diana, you look beautiful. And you just went, that's a bit of a dress.
What do we do straight afterwards? Do we go outside for drinks?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah, we stood at the door and greeted everybody.
Did we?
Because we were dickheads. And then after the drinks, we greeted everyone again.
Did we?
Yeah. It was a bit random. But we didn't know what we were doing. You don't know what you're doing.
Then everyone got drunk.
I DJ'd
at my own wedding.
I didn't get
actually,
drunk.
I didn't get drunk either.
I had two glasses of wine. That was it.
I tried it. Well, you should have had more. Oh, no, hold on.
I would have liked to, darling. But the thing is, I was putting on a show.
Okay, no worries.
Because the bride is supposed to look happy and dance all night and be... So I put on a show for everyone else.
Okay, this is probably turning into something that I shouldn't have done.
And then we went to bed and we went straight to sleep.
Yeah. Hold on a minute.
On our fucked up room.
Wedding breakfast. Wedding breakfast was good. Food was great.
My gran didn't think so.
Didn't she?
Meat was overdone.
Oh, fucking hell.
Well, veggies were underdone.
Quality, though, they got the wine mixed up. So remember when we used to drink wine? Because we haven't drunk wine this year. when we used to drink wine, we used to love Spy Valley from New Zealand. It was our wine. It's also very expensive nowadays, but kind of was okay though. Of course, it's a wedding venue. It's going to be more expensive there. In our tasting, when we had the tasting before, we were like, yeah, we go for Spy Valley. Then when we realized how much everything was going to cost, because I did pay for some of it, I believe.
Yes, you did.
And your mum and dad paid for the other.
Yeah.
We decided to cut back on the Spy Valley. No, we're not going to go for that. We'll go for the Blue Nun.
Peasants drink shit.
Yeah. But when they came out, I clocked it because I love a fucking bargain. I was like, so they put the Spy Valley out. And I was like, are they doing this for to be a nice thing for us or whatever? Anyway, Spy Valley everywhere. Fucking everyone drinking Spy Valley. Absolutely brilliant. And I will come back to the wedding breakfast in a second. Until after, when we had to go and pay the bill that we're looking at and they charged us for Spy Valley. So yeah, we fucking kicked off.
Yeah.
They took that off the bill.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And they invited us back for another meal.
Oh, they did, yeah. Mm. Oh, we went back for that anyway. So the wedding breakfast, what food did we have?
We had like
a tartlet.
Tartlet.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And then for main, we had steak, I think, like a beef.
Did we?
Yeah, with veg that was too hard for my gran. She didn't like it.
Right, okay.
And then I think we had like a trio of desserts, like a trifle.
God, that's fucking pretentious.
Isn't it? It was very of the time.
Yeah, can I have a trio of desserts? I can't make up my mind with one of them. I want all three.
No, it was of the time. That's what everyone was doing.
Right.
We were a bit of a cliche.
Then, see, I really tried to find this today, but when you were out, I wanted to find it because I wanted to play it. And I will find it for another podcast that we do in the future. But we then had a CD that played.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this? Yeah. And I don't know where it is.
Oh, this was so wanky.
Yeah, this was the wankiest thing ever. So basically, I got a lot of famous people that I was working with at the time to wish
you
us.
You say famous.
Yeah, well, yeah, you say famous. To wish us a wonderful day and a happy marriage.
Oh, and I put that's it, awful. Why did I let you do that?
I don't know. And I put it all together as a montage with loads of our favourite kind of snippets of songs. And then we put it into a CD player and played it while everyone had to listen.
Oh my God.
Fucking hell. How awkward does that sound?
I'm actually burning up. That is awful.
It was like, hi, I'm Richard Bacon. hi, Richard. Do you remember that? Hi, I'm Richard Bacon, Neil and Saf.
And then we went to a proper showbiz wedding not long after that. And they had like Gary Barlow and people like that saying hello.
Who was that? Kerry's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
who had actual famous siblings and friends. Yeah. And
so we had this CD and then another mate of mine, Nick, who might even be listening to this podcast, went and did some magic for us.
Oh, he was brilliant.
Yeah, he was brilliant. Yeah. And that's, again, another thing I remember. He did a trick with my Uncle Ivan, who sadly passed away, which was where you get £5 out of the inside of a lime and it was cut open. And Ivan was like, this is amazing. That's amazing. And it became the talking. Nick's amazing. This is great. All day that, and you know.
Do you remember the peg game that you took from
that's a very different game nowadays.
That you took from your stag do and it continued into the wedding? Where if somebody got a peg on you on the back of your shirt, you had to pay for drinks. Or you had to down the drink.
I sort of
and
remember
And Rob
that.
Was trying to hide fucking all the time.
So, ex-brother-in-law?
Yes.
Yeah, ex-brother-in-law.
Hi, Rob.
Oh, yeah, and subscriber to this podcast. Hi, Rob. He
this was funny. Yeah, I enjoyed this part of the day.
He fucked off. So, like it was always about, you know, Rob... yeah, Rob was shy of buying around now and again, wasn't he? Absolutely. And so we're in the middle, like my best man, who, big guy, we were around going, right, who's fucking round is it? No, you're not paying for anything, Neil. It's your wedding. Where's Rob? Rob's fucked off.
Rob's
hiding in the toilet. So we went to find him and pull him out and make him buy around. I hope nowadays Rob has changed and can actually buy around. But that was funny. I DJed at my own wedding.
What? We had a casino.
Did we have a casino?
We had a roulette table.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I don't remember that.
Our first dance was awkward, to say the least.
Yeah, why do you want to do that for?
Both of us were like, well, you'd already done the most wanky thing by putting Richard Bacon and Pat Sharp in the...
Oh, Pat Sharp was on it, wasn't he? Yeah. He was but, on it.
Yeah, we were both like, oh, this is... Because we're not really lovey-dovey, like...
No.
Displays of affection in public, no. All that thing. So we were both like, just
oh, God,
of,
yeah.
Like we're at a school disco.
And Jack Johnson, Happy Together, was our song.
Better Together.
Oh, Better Together. Is that what it was called? Mm-hmm. Why did we have that song? Because I don't even really like it.
I don't know.
I think I was just forced into thinking of a song.
I don't know, because like now I'd have much better
ones. Yeah, much better songs. Yeah.
I don't know. I think we were just taken along with the ride. And
also, I do think that it would be really lovely... with the new friends we've made over the years, the really good friends.
No, I'm not renewing.
No, I'm not going to. No, we don't have to renew. If I was renewing, there's only one place I'll be doing that.
Yeah, and it wouldn't really be a renewal.
And it's Vegas, me and you for a laugh.
Just having a good time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I know, I'm just thinking hypothetically, if...
Oh, I would quite like to get married by an Elvis for a laugh. So it would be quite fun, that.
Yeah, that'd be fine. We can do that, just me and you.
Yeah.
But what I was thinking of, if we really could go back to that time and we had some of the other friends that we now got, it'd be brilliant to put them back at it, because I think that would have added an extra dimension to the wedding as well and made that even better.
I think when you get married and you've not met your future friends and they don't get involved, that's quite sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Because I was talking to some friends the other day and they were like, oh yeah, do you remember? And I was like, no, I wasn't around at that time.
Oh yeah, because you've got a group of friends that have been friends since school.
Yes.
So they've got past, you're like the new
The new friend, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, babe.
Yeah. Well, no, it's good. It's all fine.
Sorry, you're making memories now.
Yeah, exactly. So we did, there was an argument between some people that kicked off.
Was there?
Yes, there was.
At wedding?
Yes, there was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Outside our honeymoon,
let's
not mention any names.
No, so there was a bit of an argument that we had to sort out, and we went to bed and went to sleep.
As you do.
Or did we?
Yeah, we did.
Or did we?
No, we went to sleep.
Or did we?
Yeah, we totally did.
Oh, okay, we went to sleep. Woke up the next morning. We had the breakfast the next morning, which the black pudding of the breakfast sticks in my mind.
I can't remember the next day.
Well, everyone came down for breakfast, didn't they?
Yeah, but I just remember the bill and having to sort the bill out from the wine.
Was that the next day? I thought we went back there.
No, it was the next day.
Oh, so we had the arguments.
And you were freaking out about that.
Yeah, I was like, fucking Spy Valley. No, we didn't order that. We drank it, but we didn't order it. We definitely drank it.
Spy Valley?
It was open. It was open. So of course we had to. So yeah, that wonderful times, and we've been together 17 happy years since.
Kind regards.
Yours sincerely, best wishes,
all the best.
Saffron and
Can
Neil
we go
Bentley.
For brunch, please? I'm starving.
There you go. A little reminisce into our
very long ago past.
Yeah. I love you, you're my everything.
Kind regards.